So it's going to be Christmas soon here. And I wanted to talk a little bit about my opinion about Christmas. And maybe I'll do something where I've got some notes in front of me because there's some really juicy tidbits of information. But I'm just going to go off the cuff. We're going for a drive. Let's do this Christmas thing. Because everybody's already starting to talk about it. And I want to clear up some controversy. I feel like talking about it right now. We're heading close to December 1st, really soon here. And so I'm just going to talk about what it means to me, and then maybe I'll be able to pull in some memories I have of reading about how a lot of ancient cultures celebrated this particular time of year, why they may have done that, and also some of the annoying stuff that happens around Christmas, both in a commercial sense and also in the sense of, like, you can't use the word Christmas anymore because now that is a politically incorrect term. Because that's that, there's always that, okay? So anyways, I call it Christmas. That's what I was raised with. That's the tradition that I adhered to. And I love it. I love everything about it. I'm just going to come right out and say it. And everybody's got their opinion on Christmas. But let's, before I talk about some of the details about it, let's just establish something here. If you believe, as I do, that everything in life is about what you bring to it, because it's your life. And yes, there are things that people have created and injected into things like Christmas, or that have things about it that have changed. Or there's a certain stigma that happens around this time of year. And of course, all the corporations and all the big advertising companies and all the movies, there's this big industry behind this holiday, obviously. But regardless of all that, you have this magical power where, of course, you can know the facts and the histories, and that's very interesting. But you can also bring your own quality to something like this. See, because Christmas to me is, it's the end of the season. It's the end of the year. It's like we're in the hibernation time. The sun goes down earlier and comes up a little bit later. It's cold. Depends where you are. It's either snowing or it's raining, but it's definitely gloomy and cold and just kind of uncomfortable. And so it's the cozy time. It's the cozy time. And of course, Christmas is different for everybody. Everybody has their take on it. If you're very, very, very Catholic or very, very, very Christian, then it's all about the nativity scene and the story of Jesus and that whole cultural, celebrational variation. And then there's also the Santa Claus version, the pagan version. There's the winter solstice. There's Kwanzaa. There's all these different cultures that have their spin on this time of year and what they celebrate and what figure they celebrate. And even people like different words, like the Jews, obviously, they don't celebrate Christmas. They do their own Hanukkah thing. But it's always around this time of year, and it's supposed to be festive. Festive. And so each person can bring to it what they want. I mean, we do live in a world and in a society where there are multiple cultures and multiple religions and different kinds of people, and that's always going to be going on to some extent. But what gets kind of annoying is when people nitpick and fight over whether or not we're allowed to have Christmas trees, whether or not we're allowed to even say Christmas. We can't use the word Christmas anymore. We have to say Happy Holidays. That's the politically correct term. Because Christmas, it was a religious term because it's talking about the Christ, right? The Mass of Christ. And then we have this other figure called Saint Nick, who went out and handed gifts to all the boys and girls, and if they were bad, they got lumps of coal. It's this sort of mythology that we have. And without getting too deep into all of it, I just want to say that regardless of all of that, I love Christmas time. And I love using the word Christmas. And I love the Christmas trees. And I love the presents. And I love the feasting. And I love the fine wines and the fine cheeses and the bread that grandma brings over. And the, you know, the getting together with family and the singing and the caroling and the joy. The let's just try to forget about all the crazy shit going on in the world for a couple days and just get together and laugh and toast and tell ourselves and everybody else what we're going to change in the new year and recap our year. What did you do this year? How's business? How's work? How's the family? Hey, the kids are getting bigger. Oh, la, 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 la. It's like, you know, it's that time. And then you usually get into those awkward arguments and conversations with friends and family. But, you know, there's something magical about the whole thing. And I also think that if you approach something like Christmas like, well, it's the black mass of Satan, or we can't call it Christmas because it's based on Christianity and I'm a Muslim or I'm a Jew or I'm this or I'm that and I'm offended by that, and so we're not going to call it that. It has to be called this. And if you call it Christmas around me, well, gosh darn it, I'm not going to be too happy. And I'm actually going to petition the city to take down all the Christmas trees and put up what I think should be there. And we should have a version. We should have everybody's version of it put out everywhere. But I'm kind of like, well, no, it's a European Western tradition, the way we do it here, okay? But it is a worldwide multicultural celebration that has different names, different turns. Everybody's got their slightly different dates, but it always happens usually around December-ish. Okay, it's the symbol of the closing of the year, the hibernation period, which is why you bring gifts, because it's like, well, you're going to need to keep yourself fattened up. It's time for hibernation. Hopefully we had a good year with the harvest. We already did the Thanksgiving thing, but now Christmas is a time of giving and all these different things. And I gotta say, I love the music. I love, again, I get the Frank Sinatra and the, I don't know, you just, there's something jovial about it. And it's obviously because I'm biased. I was raised in Canada. I was raised here and I was raised with the tradition of Christmas. And I was raised mostly, my parents were more on the Christian bent. So I was raised mostly at home with the idea of the nativity scene and the three wise men and the Mary in the barn and there's no room in the inn and all that kind of stuff, right? But we did put up Christmas trees and Christmas lights, and then from my dad's side of the family, we got more about this. We got that, of course, the Catholic side of the Christian thing. But then we also got the Santa Claus thing. It was kind of like looked at as a fun, festive symbol. It was like an archetype of just, you know, being generous and something you could use to scare your kids to be good and listening. And it was just this fun excuse to get together, get the family together and celebrate life and wrap up the year and look forward to the new year. There was something magical about it. And you watch all the magical Christmas movies. I love that stuff. Like Home Alone, come on. The first one, hands down. Every year I watch it. And there's so, I'm sure you have your favorites if you're into it. Some of you are kind of frumpy and you're like, bah, humbug, Christmas is all this and blah, 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 blah. Well, whatever. Whatever celebrate, you should celebrate something. We do have to have time in the year where we celebrate. You can't only be constantly in a conflict with people and constantly nitpicking every little thing about what you don't like about it. Put your own spirit into it. That's what I say. Bring your own spirit to things. Bring your own consciousness to things. That's where you're creating all of it. This is your movie that you're playing out. You're the actor, the producer, the director, right? So you're playing it out. And if that's something that you cherish and you love, then by all means, do it. Have fun with it. Make it unique for you. And yeah, sure, we can be accepting of everybody's variation of it, but do we have to be like at each other's throats over something like Christmas, which is supposed to be a time of year where it's all about peace and harmony just for a couple days. Like just for a couple days, then we can get back to being at each other's throats. It's all good. But like just for a couple days, this is our country. This is our home. This is our European tradition. This is the way we do things around here. Can we just allow that to happen? Because if I went to another country, I would be a part of their version of it. And you know what? If I went and on vacation for Christmas and I went to like Hawaii, or I went to, you know, Kuwait, or I went to another country that has a totally different custom, or I went to Israel, you know, like I would partake respectfully in their version of it. I'd be like, oh, this is cool. Let's break out the, I don't know, I can't even think of an example. Like, you know what I mean? I would be totally down with that. But when I'm home, this is where I was raised, this tradition I was raised with, I want to celebrate it and I want to call it Christmas. I don't want to have to be like looked at sideways when I'm like, Merry Christmas to you. And everybody's kind of like looking at you like, that's offensive. It's not politically correct to use that term. Like, well, can you accept the spirit by which I said those words? Like, do the words really matter? The Christ Mass. Okay, so, okay. Let's say you're not a Christian and you don't accept the official story of events of Christmas. You don't accept it as like a literal history. And if you do, that's okay. But let's say you don't. Let's say you're an atheist. Let's say you come from a different religious tradition. You can appreciate, at the very least, the term Christ Mass. Christmas. Christ. Meaning what? It's a title. It was a title. The Anointed One. The Son of God being born into the world. Hope coming for humanity in a time of darkness. A Savior is born. Okay? So you don't have to take it literally, but think of it archetypally. Think of it in a different way where it's the meaning of the word. Christ can also mean spirit. Christ can mean king. Christ can mean the Son of God. The sun is in a different position in the sky. We're in a different season, so it marks a seasonal change, which is why the winter solstice is celebrated closer to the 21st, 22nd? And then Christmas is 24th and 25th. It's just, you know, okay, pick your date. But obviously we're ultimately talking, the reason why there's a universality to a Christmas celebration, and it has a million different names that I can't remember right now, but there's a universality to this time of year being a time of festive celebration. So look at it seasonally. Look at it like, well, what's the sun doing right now? That's a pretty obvious explanation for why we see multiple cultures with different religions using different names, words, terms, and maybe slightly different dates to really talk about the same kind of thing. So there must be a deeper meaning to all of it that could be universal. And so if I say Merry Christmas to you and you say Happy Hanukkah to me and then Happy Kwanzaa and Happy whatever to me, I will be like, thank you. That's great. Amazing. Like, I'm not going to go, oh, well, I prefer that you wish me a Merry Christmas. Thank you very much. Because that's the term that I like and that's what I'm comfortable with and that's what I... So I'm not an extremist. I prefer saying the word. I like the name. It works for me. And I'm not a Christian. I'm a person that doesn't accept the literal historical events of what the Bible said and what they told you in Sunday school about Christmas. I don't accept it in a literal sense, but I can see the beauty in that story as a mythology, as a very valuable mythology. Okay? So we can agree that, and I can respect all that. I love the nativity scene in the story of the three wise men, and it could be looked at as the stars, and you know, you got the star in the east and the sun, and you could look at it astrologically and astrotheologically. You could look at it archetypally. You could look at it just as a myth that's valuable, and it's part of our history. It's a heritage myth. There's a history to it. It's something we Europeans have celebrated in this manner since as far back as we can go, right? So there's always been some kind of celebration here, and I just want to say that I am not offended if you use a different term, as long as you're not offended if I use my term for it. And I put my coloring into it, and I put my spirit into it. The Christmas spirit that all those movies were telling you about is talking about you infusing your imagination and your enthusiasm and your spirit of celebration and your spirit of giving and sharing and getting together and eating some damn good food and some damn good desserts and probably drinking some of the finest booze around and having a laugh and playing some cards and listening to some stuff and laughing at Macaulay Culkin and come on, it's fun. It's fun. You go to the mall. And I typically don't really enjoy malls, although it's kind of fun when you have kids and they just kind of run around on the playground in the mall and you just grab a coffee and you just kind of hang out, right? And it's more fun at Christmas because then they got all the jingle bells up, the Christmas music's playing, they got the Christmas tree there. Some drunk Santa Claus dude that just hates his life is pretending to be Santa Claus and putting kids on his lap. And it's just, I don't know what it is. There's just something about it that I enjoy. And then, you know, you get, it's cozy. Outside is like the, well, the weather outside is frightening. Right? So you go inside and you got chestnuts roasting on an open fire. And you got stockings hung. And no, everybody knows that... Okay, so kids, spoiler alert, Santa Claus doesn't exist. But everybody knows that Santa Claus isn't coming. But we play this little game because it's a cultural... It's a cultural expression. And you can't go, no, you can't do those things because it's politically incorrect and doesn't include everybody. It doesn't have to include everybody. Everybody should go and include themselves in their version of what they want to do. And stop worrying so much about what other people are going to do. Doesn't, you don't need everybody to do the same thing. And even Christmas, like, let's say everybody that uses the term Christmas that celebrates it in like, what, 10,000 different ways, that's great. That's diversity. That's amazing. There's some standard things that everybody kind of does. We all kind of open our presents Christmas morning. Some people, like my family, we open presents on Christmas Eve. And then it was cool because like we'd open up our like mom and dad home presents on Christmas Eve, and then we would sometimes be at my grandma's house with all the family there, and then on Christmas Day we would do another opening of the gifts. We'd even mix and match the dates according to what were available, but it was roughly around the 24th and 25th, and we would celebrate it, and you know, you have all these wonderful stories. And so I just kind of bring my own, I kind of dumb myself down a little bit and I just go, ah, forget all the scholarly research I've done on the history of Christmas and the origins of all these things and all this religious mythology stuff just for a moment. It's so interesting, and I could do another type of show where we get really serious and we go through, you know, the history of where all these different things, and you bring in the religious component and the pagan component and the astrology and the history of all that stuff. You could do that, but so many people have done a far better job at that. You can go and look up a lot of it online. I'm here going for a drive with you and just kind of talking about my first reaction to this year, 2017, and the Christmas season that was upon us. And it's also, I have kids now. So that really adds another special dimension of wonderfulness when you get to put a smile on your kid's face and you play this little game and you know, the way I've talked about Santa Claus is for parents out there. Everybody's got their idea on this. And this is actually another very rabid conversation that people have. Like, should you tell your kid about Santa Claus? You're lying to them. And then, no, you should let their imagination fly and let them believe in fairies and guys crawling down chimneys and stealing your cookies and milk and giving you presents that also wouldn't fit in the chimney. Like, it's a mythology. And when you're young, some people believe it's okay to make believe. I personally sort of stay in the middle. And when my daughter asks me about it, I talk about it like it's a legend. I'm like, well, there's this legend of this guy named Saint Nick that every year he comes around. But I don't say affirmatively, oh, Santa Claus exists, and it's like 100%. What I try to do is just say, yeah, I've heard this legend about this guy, and he's magical, and he's North Pole with the elves and all that stuff. Because to kids, you got to communicate in language they can understand. I mean, they're in that age of living mythology. They're living imagination all the time. They create. My daughter creates a whole thing just around a doll or a box and a spoon. And it's amazing to see the imagination fly. So I think there's cases on both sides. Now, you don't want to be super authoritarian about it and be like, well, Santa Claus is totally a scientific documented fact. You're going to shoot yourself in the foot. And later down the road, your kids are going to be like, yeah, you lied to me outright. I'm going to leave the door open and say, hey, there's this myth. I don't know if it's true. You go and investigate it. Like, I want to spark my daughter's investigative mind to say, I wonder if it is real. And then she'll go on her own natural path. I didn't tell her one way or the other. I just sort of, you know, we set the tree up, we talk about it, she goes to the mall, she does a picture with Santa, you know, there's this whole thing, and I'm just laughing about it. But then if she ever directly asks me about it, I'm just kind of like, well, you never know, why don't you go look into it? And I defer it back to say, go think about it and ask people and try to stimulate them to go and research it, so that when she finally discovers that it's all just a cultural yarn, it's not such a big disappointment, and I'm not the guilty party in disappointing her. You know what I mean? And then I can explain about, well, it's actually a very historically rooted tradition here in our country and in our culture, and here's the story. There's a few different ways of looking at it, and but at the end of the day, who cares about all that stuff? We are making it what we want it to be. We have family and friends over, we have dinner, we open presents, we're merry, we're doing all that fun stuff. It's a fun time of year, and it's a time where you can kind of relax a little bit, hopefully, and make it into something that's great for the whole family. And it brings the family together, which is why it's special and why it's always been a special thing in the West. So we can't have that taken away, and we definitely can't have this whole political correct discussion, because it's just annoying and it's not warranted. And unless somebody is pushing Christmas in your face, like they're pounding on your door and trying to convert you to Christmas, like, I would tell that person to screw off. I'd be like, okay, you're just wasting your time. But if you're just doing your thing and you're like, hey, Merry Christmas, try to just appreciate the tone and the spirit behind it, and just don't get all caught up in the words and terms, because it means something different to everybody else, and everybody's kind of wrong about it and maybe right about it, about what it means. You know, if you think about it, like, most people aren't like super educated on what the origins of Christmas are in a technical sense, but they're going to defend it because of what I just told you, because it's special for them. They grew up with it and it's special for them, and that's why it's real. So in that sense, it is real. And unless you just want to have a bleak, lifeless world and lifeless experience in life, where you're just sitting on the sidelines with your arms crossed and your brows furrowed and you're like Ebenezer Scrooge and you're bah humbug the whole way, which is totally in your right to do, it's just don't expect to be given that extra apple pie at grandma's house. Like, she's probably gonna be like, you know, get the hell out of here, you're dampening the mood. But if you want to liven up your life, it doesn't have to be Christmas. We can create anything we want. We create a new holiday. Create a whole new thing if you want. You, in your household with your family, you can create a whole new celebration. You can call it whatever the hell you want. Nobody should stop you. If you don't like those terms and those celebrate, you can make it what you want. But don't go forcing it on everybody else. And don't go petitioning the local community centers and the governments and going, I want all those Christmas trees taken down. Ah, why are you putting all this lights everywhere? It's too happy. So, that's my little thing on Christmas. I'm very much looking forward to it. I love seeing my kids get into it. They love it. Already they love it. And they love it because I created that for them. We made it special. You should see my wife. She just, bless her heart, she puts the fine china out in the table set up, and she goes to work, and then her mom comes over and they make this beautiful feast, and I go out and I pick a nice wine or something, and someone brings over baked goods. I always got tons of like shortbread cookies and muffins and candies and stuff in the house. It's a bad time of year health-wise, I'll tell you that. So I definitely try to stay working out, stay in shape, eat healthy in between, drink lots of water, and then hit the bricks in January. That's always my New Year's resolution, is like recover from Christmas and then back to work, because I want it that way. I don't want to be a monk all the time. I don't want to be, I want to let loose. I want to, it's fun. You got to do that. I've just learned that. You know who I learned that from? I learned that from my grandmother. Beautiful soul. And it was her and my aunt and some people in my family that really kept the family unit together around Christmas and around these celebrations. She makes the best stuffing on the planet Earth. And she, man, she's getting up there. Like, she's in her mid-90s. Her mother went to like 106 or 7, something like that. And I don't know if she's got like the healthiest diet on the planet. Like, I don't know. But this woman is, she lives for these moments. She lives for it. She lives with liveliness. She still goes and takes the subway and travels to Russia for the opera and goes, and she's in her 90s and she's still scooting around doing everything. And it's, she's always got a smile on her face. She's always happy to see the kids and the family. And you can just see that that's what she lives for. And she taught me, you know, you got to live a balanced life. You need to pay attention to your education and to your health and to nurturing your relationships and doing all of those kinds of things. But it's, you got to let loose too. You got to let loose too. You got to have some fun. You got to create these little scenarios where you can let things relax, because otherwise you're just tense and stressed and overworked, and then you become very resentful, and then you just start blaming everybody else, and then you end up getting cancer or something, you know, or you end up just getting cancer of the mind, where you're just depressed and you're not lively. And I think in a way that most certainly contributes to the lifespan of certain people. You know what I mean? Like, you, and this is why at this time of year, it's the sort of the ending of the year, ending of the fiscal season. You're looking over the books, you're looking over where you were at, and you're counting your blessings, and you're hoping for, it's also a time of hope, like, oh, in the new year we're hoping for a better harvest. More abundance, more opportunities, more experiences. And I think there's absolutely nothing wrong with that. In fact, there's nothing more right about that. And sure, if you want to put a label on it and give it a whole decoration and have some central figures with stories and mythologies behind them and go have an excuse to go ice skating when you normally don't go, and go watch hockey games, or I don't know, just have some fun in the community with your friends and family, where you're warm and cozy. It's awesome in that sense. So that's my take on Christmas. And like I said, maybe I'll do something more detailed. We can get into it on a scholarly level for those of you that like all those details, because that's also fascinating, you know, the real origins and the histories. And there's a lot of controversy and debate over certain things, but it's great to see the big picture, and it gives you more, it colors the picture even more for you. You're like, wow, this is where Jack Frost came from. This is where, why Santa has 8 reindeers. And this is why his name is Santa Claus. And this is where, oh, why there's 3 wise men. And why it's a virgin birth. And why all these different things. There's a meaning behind all of it that is not what, it's not, it, there's an esoteric meaning to it. So go and look online and read about the esoteric meaning of Christmas, and then you can go and find a list of all the different celebrations around this time of year that different cultures have, and you can go investigate them and look for similarities and differences and pick and choose whatever you want to do. But let's live in peace and let's try to get along. And I'm just, if I say Merry Christmas to you, please don't take offense. And that's it. So have a great holiday season, my friends, and we'll catch you on the flip side here on the Way of the Truth Warrior.